Well, last night when we were finishing up, Catherine mentioned that, you know, she thought perhaps I hadn't quite been able to close with step nine, and I appreciated that. I thought about that afterwards and thought, oh, I didn't? Okay, well, maybe I didn't. I don't know what I did, or, you know, that craziness. Yeah, but one of the things I did want to, you know, kind of really go back to on step nine, because we're finishing up, kids. We're on the home stretch, 10, 11, and 12, the everyday steps. You know, again, the promises that are in step nine, I thought those were, you know, probably step three or one or two. And no, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we're halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. Yeah, I wonder what that's about. Wonder how we're going to get that peace. Well, for me, it is about lightening the load of that crap I was carrying around in that emotional, mental state that I just couldn't get rid of. It permeated everything else. And certainly it did in the disease and when I was toxic. But it's a constant. It is a constant requirement for me to be happy and joyous and free. I need to get rid of that guilt and shame, and I do it by fessing up. And that's what that step is about for me. So I appreciate going back to that and thinking about it, because I hope that I hope this time has been. It's been special for you. It's given me an opportunity to look back at the retreats that I've gone to, convention speakers, and I know two things. It took more energy than I realized. And I always took something home. So I hope that happens for you too.